With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Do for sovereigns and for banks, and that's where we turn to the Eurogroup in the coming days.
Eurogroup meeting, of course, on Monday. How are you expecting the euro to trade over the coming days?
The Eurogroup's definitely going to be very interesting. Risk of disappointment with German finance minister saying just last week they're not going to take any big decisions on Spain. But I think the other really interesting event this week is July 10th, Constitutional Court in Germany ruling on some of the decisions being made on the ESM. And there's every possibility there that the Constitutional Court could throw up some obstacles.
So remain cautious on the euro this week. Let's look at some of those currencies that we've mentioned that are making these huge gains against the euro. In particular, we've seen the Canadian dollar and the Swedish krona making big inroads. The krona hit an 11-year high against the euro a few days ago, while the Canadian dollar is at a 2-year high against the euro. Now, these countries are interesting as while their bonds are seen as safe havens for investors, as among the few remaining AAA-rated assets left, their currencies tend to trade in line with risk appetite.